Hello Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick again. I'm down here in Twickenham today at a Four Networking meeting, and I am with the wonderful Trish Abram from Accounting and Taxation Services, who wants to share some ideas with us on good accounting practices, and also a quick question at the end, some inquiry. So Trish, over to you about your advice.
Thanks. If people want to get their accounting services in order and get their taxation levels down, I would recommend that every cost they incur, even if it's a pencil or anything like that for their business, to log down, keep a list of it and put it down and take it against their costs. Then at the end of the year, when they do their tax return or do their accounts, this will mitigate their taxation services.
Because a lot of people forget, you know, they go out and they buy something in the shop and they think, oh, well, I need this, I need to get some biros and that, and they don't get the receipt. Is that
yes,
the problem?
Yes, it is, and I find that quite a lot with my clients. They don't do this. And when I've trained them, they save a lot of tax in actually doing this.
Yeah.
The other thing is booking their business mileage down and getting their mileages correct. And when they estimate and when they get it correct, the correct mileage is often twice what their estimates are.
Right.
So I recommend, as a matter of principle, that they actually put these down, right, because some of these items may be subjective and they may not always have tickets.
Yeah.
If they write the dates down, the times and what's incurred, then if they have an Inland Revenue inspection, they have it all written down there. And then that is a good thing to do.
Yeah, so have you got any tricks to help people remember to do this stuff?
I do yellow sticky notes on my car to make me remember. Some of my clients zero their mileage. I use the RAC mileage counter, putting in the postcode from one place to another. When I come home, I do that and put it at the side of my diary. I put the costs at the side of my diary every month or every week, and then people send the details to me and I log it in against them when we're doing their accounts.
Yeah. So what are the reactions that you're getting from businesses where you've sat down with them and gone through all the stuff after they've followed your guidelines and remembering to keep all this stuff?
Revelation. Because a complete and utter revelation, because a lot of people don't do this. They accuse me of nagging to start with, but I am a very proactive person. It's one of the things, when I set up my business, I wanted to be ethical.
Yeah.
And because I've done my tax exams, I can also help them to mitigate their tax.
Right.
There's a big difference between tax evasion and tax mitigation.
Yeah.
Tax evasion is illegal, and Her Majesty's government are cracking down on illegal now quite a lot.
Yeah.
They're hitting doctors and lawyers, and now they are looking at other small people.
Yeah.
It's not fair,
No,
but that's it.
Well, if you owe tax, you owe tax. It's simple, really.
Yes,
isn't
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, but there's owing tax and owing tax,
yeah,
and there's ways to get around it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of penalties out there, so I suggest that getting the stuff in on time,
even
if they're estimates, you have to get them in on time to avoid the penalties.
That's brilliant. That's wonderful bits of advice. So what's this question that you got for our listeners? Can you give us a bit more information on that, please?
Yes, because I've got most of my 90% clients are small businesses, small traders setting up.
Yeah.
Because I got quite a good reputation in helping small businesses.
Yeah.
I seem to be attracting them, and my one beef is the fact that they get training, they get advice, they can get blogs and things like that.
Yeah.
Like the social media networking that you do.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have to buy things like computers and things when they start business and they need grants.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ascertain where I can get even small grants.
Okay.
Or loans.
So you're
for small
on the
businesses.
Hunt for grants, on the hunt for grants or loans for small businesses.
Yes.
Routes to money and finance. That's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay, so if any of our listeners know any quick routes to finance or know where Trish can get some access to grants, then let us know through the Business Hub community at markandian.com and click the Business Hub community link. Okay, thank you very much, Audio Boo. This is Ian McKendrick with Trish Abram in London, signing out. Thank you.